Testing. Three, two, one. Well, something's wrong. There are too many contradictions. We're dealing with all of the warning signs of tyranny, censorship, slogans, manipulation, gaslighting. We're being mentally exhaustion hunted. Absurdity is being put into our face every single day, and we're expected to accept it. And these are impositions. It's not from some will of the people. These radical changes we're facing are coming from a small group of people who clearly wants to herd us in a certain direction and to do certain things, whether or not they're in our best interest. Everywhere you look, there are control mechanisms to make us afraid to do the things that once were totally normal in society. There's a extremely well-funded, unlimited funds, it seems, mainstream media propaganda apparatus. Very few channels and very few voices, again, imposing their framework and viewpoint of the world upon us. And anyone who questions that or stands up against it is silenced, at best, and gradually being criminalized. Someone once asked, what is news? And one of a journalist who I respect, Bill Moyers, said that news is the information that you need to keep your rights. I think that's a pretty basic but good approach to the idea of information in a republic or a democracy, or I guess any type of government that isn't a tyrannical imposed will of the few on the many. If you want to have the consent of the governed, you have to inform the governed what the decisions of the government are in some way or another, and to the extent that that information is clear, forthright, and honest, the people have at least some chance to decide if they want to consent or if they want to form factions that oppose whoever is making those decisions. There were once pillars of our society and civilization. Freedom of movement was one of them. Freedom of speech is another one. Federal, state, local governments, like a federalized system without centralized authority, a distributed power, checks and balances, with individual rights, and a limited government that restricted what government could do to a small set of activities, and then the rest of it was left to the population to decide for themselves and establish their life as they saw fit. Their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness was how it was once called. But now we see that in almost every direction you look, these agendas are being imposed, from homeowners associations to your medical decisions to all a nationalized school system, what you can and cannot say, and which corporations can have control over which aspects of the internet or society. And government itself is being outsourced to companies that have no loyalty to the United States or to national governments, and at the same time, the last 10 or 20 years have shown that every time these corporations get information on people, they violate the privacy of those people, and they sell their data and then aggregate it in databases that are then used to control or used for other types of control mechanisms, whether it's blacklisting you at your job or determining who can be a political leader and who can't be, to who can date who can know what information, and at the same time, the workings of these corporations and the government have become more and more secret, and we have less and less control over what they're doing, and in every way, these trends are towards a form of government known as totalitarianism, where a single party of people who are, whether or not they say they're on different sides of the issue, are actually all on the same side and are all part of the same agenda that is kept hidden from the public, and meanwhile the public is fed a diet of lies which they have no choice but to accept, and anyone who speaks out against them is criminalized at best. In other societies where this has happened, one of the words that it's been called is hypernormalization, where radical changes are imposed, and then the propaganda mechanisms establish these radical changes very rapidly as a new type of normal that you have to get used to immediately. And anyone who tries to hold on to old systems or old values or their heritage of any kind is criminalized. And then you simply have to get used to these new normal modes of operation rapidly and again and again and again and again, so that really there is no normal, and everything that is happening is an imposition of a radical agenda that's evolving in real time that you have no choice over, and you simply have to comply. One of the key aspects of this is something called anti-intellectualism, which means that if you are capable of keeping track of all these things, or remembering your heritage, or proposing alternatives, or questioning those in power, simply using your brain makes you the focus of a witch hunt. And people who are then drawn into this mania of the new normal, the constant new normal, are stirred into a frenzy against those who question this madness that's going on. And in our time, what's happening in 2020 and 2021, the method of this hypernormalization that is so threatening to everything that once was a pillar of our society that made things at least kind of function is biosecurity. That is the camel's nose, and that is the shoehorn issue by which these radical agendas are being imposed, by which hypernormalization is being imposed. And that's a slippery slope. It's a wedge issue of wedge issues, of hundreds of wedge issues. And sadly, it supports the theory that there is a conspiracy against the public. Four of the biggest conspiracies of all time have been demonstrated to be real through this pandemic and the agenda that has been revealed. The first one, that there is a hidden hand aristocracy that wants to depopulate the earth. The second is that there is a hidden hand aristocracy that wants a one world government. The third, there's hidden hand aristocracy that wants a two-tiered society. One where they have all the rights, and then below is just a population of cattle and sheep that can be preyed upon and enslaved. And the fourth is that this hidden hand aristocracy wants to take over and collapse the American government and the few remaining parts of the American system that were functioning. And the coronavirus pandemic proves all of this. And I would like to demonstrate.